Hey everybody, welcome to Septic Safe, another episode, yeah. Episode 3, Deuces Wild.
Woo!
Jenny thought of that title, it's a solid.
Yeah.
It's a solid. I'm Margaret.
I'm Jenny.
Welcome.
Yeah, so how was your weekend?
It was hot, it's real hot. All you want to do is be inside. So hot. I was eating watermelon, a lot of it.
So refreshing.
It's refreshing, and then I get the runs.
I love watermelon. Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of butt wipes were needed, even into today. But
is this a heavy butt wipe season?
It is a heavy butt wipe season. It's a heavy flow. But I did do comedy this weekend at my work. There was a little event. Did some stand-up. Awesome. I talked about our podcast.
Yeah, nice plug.
And butt wipes.
Nice butt plug.
Butt plug. Damn. And the hits keep coming.
Woo.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Yeah. I floated in a sensory deprivation
like
tank.
Like a turd float.
Uh-huh. Like a turd float. I floated like a nice solid turd. Yep.
Wow. Do you listen to music? Tell me. I want to hear all about it.
You can have lights out.
What'd you do?
You can do like different lights, purple, green, whatever. You can have music if you want. You can plug into their system and play your own music. This time I did music, but no light.
You went black.
I went black.
Holy shit.
Last time I had complete sensory deprivation.
No music, no nothing.
No nothing, and it was really cool.
You liked the nothingness of it all.
And I didn't change into a primate like in Altered States.
I love that movie. That's a great movie. Do you go naked? Do you wear a swimsuit? What happens?
I go naked.
Yeah. Why the fuck would you wear a swimsuit? Who's in there watching you?
Nobody's in there watching. I just hope not.
Oh my God. Yeah. That reminds me of an episode of 1,000 Ways to Die, which I'm gonna talk about later. But I'm just gonna stop here and mention there was a lady in Florida who's doing a yoga retreat by herself. Uh-huh. I mean, why?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe she was a solo person. Lovely. But she went into like one of those tanks and a fucking snake was in there and bit her and she died. I don't even think they found her right away. Oh my God.
No.
Snakes are fucked up, but I like them.
Yeah, I don't see a snake getting into this place.
No, of course not. You're not in the Florida. Florida's the worst for everything, and I'm sorry for saying that.
Why didn't the technician check the tank?
It could have been her tank. It could have just been her DIY. Maybe she had a DIY tank. Sorry, I didn't mean to ambush your experience.
It's all good. That's a fun fact.
It was scary fun. I like it.
It's messed up.
How long do you float for?
60 minutes.
And what is that run? I'm just curious.
Oh, I have a membership that I'm going to do for the summer because I'm like sharing it with friends or whatever. If it's your first time, it's $49. If you have a membership, it's $59. If it's just a one-time, whatever, it's $79.
That's awesome.
Which I don't think I'd want to pay $79.
No.
It is a cool experience.
If it was $69.
If you're trying to meditate and lose, you know, calm your mind and get rid of, like, stressors and stuff.
Does it distress you?
It does.
I could see some people going opposite.
Plus, you're absorbing magnesium, which is calming to your system, so you feel super chill.
Oh, so you're absorbing through your body, kind of like the Digest diet.
Mm-hmm.
I love how that's tight.
It's really hot right now.
Yeah. I've lost 10 pounds doing it.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Since the last podcast?
Yep, 10 pounds.
I thought so.
Yeah, so skinny.
Because you're full of shit and it cleansed you.
It did. I am not full of shit anymore.
I know you're not. Speaking of shit.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you want to talk shit?
I would love to talk shit.
I have what I call like a weekend poop this morning. Where like you don't poop all weekend and the weekend's over and it's just a massive, you know, it's just a
Is it
a little marker of like what you had to eat all weekend. Uh-huh.
Is it solids or do you go
solids?
You're always pooping solids, unless you have food poisoning.
Yeah, then I'm all good.
We'll just tie in all the other episodes into this one. It's the wrap up. No, I'm just kidding.
We're still going strong.
Yeah. I'm glad you have that. I don't ever pack it up and release. Now it's like, whoa, am I going again? Are you shitting me? So it's July.
It is July.
It's my birthday month.
Woo!
My birthday is on July 14th, Bastille Day.
Nice. And how old are you going to be?
37.
Wow.
Yeah, 33-7.
I'm just asking for the listeners.
Yeah, of course.
I knew
my birthday. It's also, there was a horrible, like, mass shooting thing, like, on that day, I think, in another country.
No.
Was it France? It was bad. I think it was a van.
Oh.
I hated that. I was like, no.
Yep.
And then there was a guy from Glee that overdosed, but it was on the day after my birthday, so I was thank God, because I've never watched Glee, but I was like, oh, tragedy.
Devastated.
Mm.
So it's July, and just to every month has its thing. So in case you didn't know, July is Hangnail Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they hurt.
They do.
I fucking hate them.
Hangnails affect almost every human being. Yeah. Like, not even the 1% are safe.
Cats, I bet, too. I bet right? They do that have don't hangnails. Get declawed.
Yeah, maybe that's what's happening when they spaz out and run around the room. They have a hangnail.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get rid of it. So, a few tips to protect yourself from hangnails. This is a real one. You need to push your cuticles back to encourage healthy nail growth.
Okay.
Also, you should just file your nails down completely, just to the skin. I mean, no nail.
No hangnail. That made my skin crawl thinking about, oh my God.
Yeah, can you help it? That nubby feeling?
Nubby like, feeling. Ugh. It's like the baby feet. I want to do baby feet till my feet fall the fuck off. Just like skeletal. Yeah,
keep going. Little stumps. Oh. And then a homeopathic approach is you submerge your nails in a bath of equal parts apple cider vinegar and mineral water.
Okay.
And then you throw a garlic clove in there.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, and you want to soak it for about 15 minutes.
And that's supposed to soften and exfoliate that will, or something?
Yeah, the garlic clove pulls out impurities. The mineral water gets it, like, activates everything and gets it into
So you wouldn't be able to finger a vampire after this?
No. Oh, dude. Especially not with a hangnail. That
hurts. Social life over. Sorry, just vampires, garlic.
Oh, you could
kill... Yeah. Ew. Do you drink it also? After you're done soaking your fingers?
I mean, if you really want to pack a punch and just, yeah... Kill yourself from the inside out.
Exactly.
You could.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now this is so fascinating. I love it.
Oh, and also in Uruguay, you're not allowed to practice hair if you have a hangnail. It's illegal.
You're not allowed to practice hair?
Hair. You can't do hair.
Like hair styling?
Yeah. Cutting? If you have a hangnail, you can't.
Seriously?
It's illegal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go there because I would be sad.
I know. I bet you they probably do a lot of like manual labor with their hands. There's probably a lot of hands.
I have to put gloves on and maybe prevent the hangnails.
Maybe.
I get my nails done every 2 to 3 weeks, so I'm fancy.
You're posh as fuck.
Yeah, so I never have hangnails anymore.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. So.
Oh, and there's all sorts of, like, warnings, like, you could die from getting your nails done in a bad salon. Like, are you afraid of that at all?
I'm not afraid of that. No. That's scary. I go to, like, a decent human being. He's not terrible. But that you can... You ever see the guppy thing where you put your feet in the water? Not guppies.
Oh, yeah.
The fish pedicure. Yeah. Fuck that shit. Mm-mm. I eat fish. Fish don't eat me. I'm not into it. But, yeah, I have some fears, though. You could call them unrealistic fears.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites to ponder is... I've always been afraid of going into a public restroom and finding an aborted fetus in the toilet.
Shit. Yeah.
Like, was it, or maybe it was like accidentally expelled, or maybe it was hanger style. But what do you do if there's like a bloody thing?
Who do you call?
Ghostbusters. No, I don't know. But like, what the, I mean,
a baby's ghost. I mean,
I don't ghost with Patrick Swayze, rest in peace. But it scares me. Like,
that'd be devastating.
Call the cops, I guess.
Yeah,
call the cops.
Cops first.
I'm obsessed with those shows though, like the Thousand Ways to Die. Yeah. There's one called like I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. I've never seen it, but I've heard of one where the lady like is going to the bathroom and she gives birth in
I
the
hear
toilet.
That too. Yeah, and then they put it in the tank or something.
Oh no, I think she kept the baby.
Oh she
yeah. I think she wasn't like not a murderer in that case. But it could happen. But it's just so scary. And how do you not know you're pregnant? I'm sorry, that's ridiculous. Yeah, you must be ridiculous. A dumbass.
There was a woman who just had a 50-pound cyst removed.
Oh.
Ovarian cyst removed from her. She thought she just was slowly gaining weight, and it turns out it was 50 pounds.
Maybe that's my problem.
Oh.
I should probably get that removed.
You need to go to the OBGYN.
OBGYN. Mm-hmm.
So what else do you have? Any other things?
Oh, I have so many. Not enough for one episode. But and then so another episode of 1,000 Ways to Die is like someone was shaving with an old razor and they cut themselves and they got some sort of bacterial disease and they fucking died.
Oh, damn.
But for some reason that wasn't scary enough to me to like get new razors often enough. Like I pushed my luck with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it soon? I look for rust. If I had rust, I'd get a new one.
Yeah.
But and I always mean to just, like order something environmentally friendly online instead of buying a new like Bic or something Gillette with all the nice things that you it's like smooth.
They're so fucking expensive.
They're expensive. And I only buy the new ones that are like one in a pack because otherwise the refills are like $20.
I know.
Like I'll buy the $7.99 razor But I never buy the environmental one, and I mean to. And I'll pledge now on the podcast to get environmentally friendly. And I'll let you know if I do by the next episode.
We'll do a review.
Maybe 2 weeks or three.
My mom told me, this is years ago, again, when I was like still living at home, that you can get an STD, maybe?
What the fuck?
Herpes from sharing razors? I don't know where she got this information from, but we were sharing a razor. I'm like, Mom, are you trying to tell me you and Dad have herpes?
Gross.
I know.
Fuck. Ooh.
I don't have herpes.
But if you were at like a vacation rental with friends and there was like an acquaintance also at the rental and you left your razor in the bathroom, this is how my mind works, and you're like shaving your crotch, but then someone with herpes like shaves their crotch and then you use your razor not knowing and then you get herpes. So it's possible.
It is possible.
Don't fucking share get this razor out of the bathroom. Like
don't share them.
Don't share it. Another one, brain-eating amoebas.
Oh, yeah.
People use those neti pots sometimes, and I've heard you could get it that way.
I've done it, but I don't fuck with it anymore.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's not worth dying over. You don't need your neti pot. The pot, warm, fresh water thing, places are where you can get them. I'm afraid of getting one in the shower, even, sometimes. If I get water up there, I'm like, oh, my God, brain amoeba.
Ooh, you have a well. You have well water.
Do you think I could get it from that? No. Well, water is pure.
It's crisp and clean and full of minerals.
No amoebas.
And amoebas.
So that scares me. Thank you. Thanks for that. And then spontaneous combustion. When I was a kid, I was afraid of that because I heard about it happening.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's usually like something like a cell phone or something that activates on your body. Yeah. And then you just go up.
Static charge.
Right? Yeah. Static charge.
Yeah.
That's why when you're pumping gas, don't have your cell phone out there. When I see motherfuckers running their cars, talking on their cell phones, I'm like,
Ignite,
and you're about to ignite.
You're
going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Go fuck yourself. Seriously, don't do it.
Drink that gasoline.
And then my last one I wanted to talk about was on highways. It's not really a fear as much as it's a fear. When you see cardboard boxes or like trash bags, I always think there's like live puppies or kittens in it. And I'm so afraid I'll see like a kitten crawl out of one and just get hit by a Mack truck. So,
I think the same thing when I see garbage bags or whatever, like wound up plastic, like what's in there. But what really freaks me out is when you just see a single shoe. Or like a pair of little girls' underwear or something.
Ew, little girls' underwear?
Yeah, well, it's small.
Right, pink. Sure. Yeah. Or sorry. Like, I don't know why I went to a dark place with you there.
Yeah, it's dark.
It is dark.
Like, yeah.
What happened? Maybe they pissed themselves and the parent was like, I don't give a fuck.
Best case scenario.
Mm-hmm. A single shoe is sad.
Yes.
A glove.
Did they get snatched? What happened?
Snatched your panties.
Yeah,
little
were they running?
Girl.
Yeah,
ooh, I know. I don't like that
it's
one.
Gross. So I have one unrealistic fear, but it's kind of realistic because it happened to people.
Yeah.
And like same with yours. When I'm driving, if I'm going under an overpass, I will change lanes right before I do it if I can because I'm afraid somebody's going to throw a rock over.
Oh my God. Yeah. That will kill you.
Yeah, I know.
That will kill you.
Uh-huh.
I know someone that was behind a Mack truck and it was too tall and it went and a piece of rock fell, almost fucking hit their car.
Holy shit.
That's another thing to worry about. I'm also worried about Mack trucks coming into my lane or cars merging and coming over. I'm ready to honk. I'm not afraid of the horn. I will fucking honk. I will look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive driving. You have to be.
You have to.
No, yours is realistic.
It is.
But be careful. Make sure you check your blind spot.
Well.
Yeah, very much.
Blind spot. That sounds like a band name.
Oh, bands. Yeah.
I have a band I'm into right now.
Yeah?
I'm really into this band. It's I'm really into this band called Butt Stuff.
Butt Stuff?
Yeah.
How have I not heard of them yet?
I don't know. I feel like most people should have heard of Butt Stuff by now.
Tell me
like,
about
I'm really
them.
Into Butt Stuff.
I'm in,
they have like a, yeah, they have like deep, like penetrating bass lines.
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down. That's so funny.
A really invigorating rhythm. And some guttural vocals.
It's really good.
Butt Stuff is popping off right now.
Clean listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm trying.
New band.
That's awesome. I love that very much. Sometimes I like to say my no-no hole says yes. But like I don't ever say that.
We call it the birthday hole here.
Once a year, the door opens. I'm sorry. And then immediately shut. Sorry, I was kidding.
Yep.
I didn't mean it. Oh, Jesus. Mm. Oh, so the other day at work, it was like the other week, I'm way into like life. Even though I live like this contradictory life where I love saving bugs, insects, like if lightning bugs are in the house, I'm like, we gotta save it. And then I eat a burger or chicken because I just disengage. I'm like, oh, it's vegan. Not.
It's already dead.
Already dead. What's not eating it going to do? So I was at work and I won't get into too many details, but I heard a squeaky sound. And I was like, oh, fuck, you know. And I go and there's a mouse on a mouse sticky trap.
My wife.
And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it had just landed on it. So... the trick to getting mice off of sticky traps is you need olive oil. Luckily, I was able to find olive oil. I went into this other room, and I just fucking doused this motherfucking mouse in olive oil. It's so funny. And I started working him off of it. And, it, you know, sticky traps are sticky.
Yeah,
so it's sticky as fuck. That could also be a band. They open up for butt. What was it?
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff, yeah. So anyway, I was working it off the mousetrap, and the motherfucker turns around and bites me on my thumb. Digs in, and I get it off the trap, and I get it off my thumb, and mice cannot give rabies. I googled it. Okay, I've also had rabies shots before. That's another story. And then it ran away, and then I got rid of the rest of the mouse sticky traps.
Did it leave a little oil trail behind?
It may have. It did shit a lot during the process. It was like, I can't stop pooping. So it worked. It worked.
Him up.
Yeah.
You saved your mouse.
He was nervous.
Good for you.
I did save a mouse, but then I'm going to eat the cow burger. I'm sorry, okay. World.
It's a balance.
Negative impact on life.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Some things just, I mean, they need to die or they're already dead. Like people with stupid license plates.
Yeah, they should fucking die.
Mm-hmm. I saw one. It was Wicked Sin.
Wicked was the, on the
missing the I and the E from Wicked and then S-I-N. Sin.
Wicked
Sin. And I want to know, like, who is this person? Like, what are they,
or what portion of him is Wicked
what
Sin?
What is the most Wicked Sin? Like, I think he's like an abortion doctor.
Maybe. Yeah. That could be like the most wicked sin.
Right?
But that sounds like we don't support choice. We do.
We do support choice.
That would be a wicked sin for people that are like...
In some people's eyes.
Yeah. Not our eyes.
Yeah.
We love abortions.
Like maybe he's like Catholic, but then he performs abortions on the side.
So he lives that contrasted...
Double life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a secret thing. We might have to make... Abortions might be illegal again.
I know.
Because fuck
Get yours now.
get them while they're hot. Free and hot, otherwise I'll find yours in the toilet. Sorry.
Oops.
Yeah, that's horrible. What else pisses you off? Are there any others that are in your mind?
That was just a license plate I saw that angered me last week.
Yeah, I saw one this weekend, and it was a fancy fast car. It had race stripes on the side. It said, say bye-bye. And I was like, say bye-bye behind him. I was like, you're a fucking tool. Who are you? And my husband was like, yeah, he has it on because he can go really fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I get it, but that's dumb. It's you don't really need to advertise dumb. That shit. I saw on my way to work last week a baby on board sticker. That shit pisses me off, too.
Just so you know.
Oh, I've got a baby on board. Don't hit my car. Like, otherwise, had I not known, I would have run right into you. Like, we were all babies once.
Yeah. We're all on board a car.
We were all.
My parents didn't show it off.
Right? You don't have to fucking brag about it that you're a whore and got pregnant and had a baby and now you take it in your car everywhere.
Maybe it makes them feel special. Like, it makes them feel, like, special about having a baby. Like,
maybe.
Like, I've always wanted to put something on my car. Now I have a reason.
It's like those stick figure pig people with their whole fucking family. You're advertising, come kill me. Yeah. I have a whole family and a dog. And a cat. I want to see one where it's just like a noose or something with like a chair. That would be great.
What if it's like a dad that killed his whole family and they like...
Yeah. He probably doesn't have a car anymore, but that'd be
probably
cool.
Probably in jail.
But yeah, I mean...
Like a creepy van that just has a body count on the back.
Oh, right. With like a tick mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, we should do that.
Nice.
We could soup out our cars or something.
Okay.
But I think we should all be driving around like we all have babies on board. Because your baby's life is not more important than mine.
Nope.
Like, I've already lived. I'm living. Your baby doesn't have history yet.
Mm-mm.
Keep me alive.
It hasn't contributed.
Nothing.
Just
taking
leeching.
Oxygen. Yeah. Sucking your tits.
Mm-hmm.
Blech.
Polluting the earth.
Can't wait to have
diapers.
A baby. We're trying.
Ooh.
I love that. It's like I'm fucking right now.
We're trying.
It on.
Barf.
It's no, I love it.
So is it time?
I think it's time.
Okay, it's time for Margaret's celebrity death prediction.
Yay! Woo! And they're all looking forward to it so much. Today's episode is brought to you by the 80s.
Ooh, nice.
This is a celebrity that we haven't seen much of these days, which is why I think she could die and it would be interesting. Her name is Rebecca De Mornay.
Ooh.
She's an actress. You may remember her from Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know how she died? Did she get into some risky business?
Oh, shit. She's not dead yet, but she could.
Oh, yeah. She could die.
She's not dead yet. Mm. These are predictions. But now, if one ever comes true, we have to have a pact where we'll like get a tattoo of the name of the celebrity.
Yes, or portrait.
Or portrait.
Mm.
Would you do that?
Or maybe the name of like one of the movies they were in.
Fuck yeah. So like Hand That Rocks the Cradle. There's a scene where the bad doctor, her husband, spoiler alert, he's checking out another woman, like he's a gyno, and he totally takes the glove off and he's disgusting.
Ew.
And she calls him out and he kills himself. So we could get like a tattoo of the guy doing
that. Oh, that was like Me Too
gross
stuff. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Time's up, motherfucker.
He was predicting it.
Nice.
But yeah.
So maybe she could be blindsided by a runaway train.
That's one of her movies.
Yeah.
This involved research this time.
We did research these jokes.
It's pretty good.
They sound ad-libbed.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't mention when we've done research, but I think it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
But yeah, she could die. We looked at her picture. She looks a little coked out.
Mm-hmm.
She,
a little coke bloat going on.
Coke bloat. Unlike, I mean, Heather Locklear looks like she's in another dimension right now.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Bless her sweet heart. What do you think it is?
What?
Crystal meth? You think she's on crystal meth or something?
If her teeth are okay, I guess not. It could be a combo platter.
Mm.
She went from Melrose Place to... the
I don't know,
rehab
on her face.
Oh, that's good. That rhymes. Anyway, Rebecca De Mornay is the person that we're talking about. But
yeah,
she's cool. I have nothing against her.
Me either.
But like, thanks. I mean, death would be like a thing to get her back in the news, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Oh. She could fake her death.
She could fake her death, which would be even weirder.
Nobody's done that in a while. I feel like you don't hear about it.
They thought Elvis and Tupac were still alive.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Tupac's autopsy photo, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they cut him open. He's sewn up.
Yeah.
I look at that shit. I'm like one of them.
I know. Yeah, you like the weird stuff.
I
do. Like the pimple popping videos and stuff.
Yeah, those have become oversaturated for me, but I still enjoy a good one once in a while.
Me too.
I one time watched a video of I think it was a different country, and it's someone's ear, and they're going deep in it, and there's, like, some kind of camera, and there was, like, motherfucking, like, a cockroach,
like a cockroach
or a bug.
Yeah.
And, like, they take layers and layers of shit out. I'm like, how the fuck did your ears get so bad that there's a fucking cockroach in there?
Seriously.
Man? What the fuck?
Hey, you probably couldn't even walk straight if that's gross.
And I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I got off topic, but that's what makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a podcast now. It's so exciting. Third episode in.
Uh-huh. I feel like there's like hot words that podcasters say, because I've listened to a few.
Yeah. All right. So throw some at me.
So one, like when people say like I was legit scared.
Legit. Yeah. Legit's a word
they use? Yeah. Legit. Like I was legit. Like for real. I was legit.
Sounds
terrified.
Like someone at a douche bro party. Have we said it yet besides that?
No.
I don't want to say it.
And this one I hate. I've hated for a long time. Literally.
Literally.
I feel like everybody just found out what literally meant within the last 5 years, because I hear it all the time.
Yeah, no, I feel like I've heard that too.
Go ahead.
Podcasters.
Like, I was, like, literally, like, starving.
Oh,
no,
right.
More.
That's not, no. Yeah. No, those are kids in Ethiopia.
You don't know hunger. Mm-hmm. That's literal starvation.
Literal. Yeah. Although I'm often like, I'm literally starving.
Yeah, me too. Like,
help me. That's a hot, that's
annoying. And another one I heard a couple times is K-bye.
One more
like, K-bye.
Oh, I kind of like that
one. I know
one.
You do. I knew you would.
Oh, I love that. Sometimes I'm like, love you.
Oh, love
you. Say that to people at work. It's awkward.
Yeah.
I posted a thing on Facebook, and at the end, it was a recipe, because it's summer and it's hot out, and I thought, like, hey, here's a great recipe.
What was it a recipe for?
It's a Mediterranean, like, hummus, olives, quinoa.
Ooh, nice.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshing tzatziki
cold
sauce.
Yeah.
Cold salads, right?
Yeah.
I thought I was doing social media, like, a favor. No one fucking commented or liked it, and at the end of it, I wrote, love you, like, when I posted it, like, because I was just like, everyone should feel loved, and then I thought maybe they were like, maybe she meant to send that to, like, her mom or something.
And you made it public.
Yeah.
And one person liked it?
No one liked
Nobody
liked
it.
But don't feel like, don't give me a pity like, okay, don't.
Well, I don't go on the Facebook anymore, so.
You don't?
Not really,
Well, I fucking tag you on this shit.
Well, I'll do it to, like, promote this, And then I check events. Right. And if some asshole messages me, then I check my messages. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not. I don't love Facebook. Instagram's my home. I like it there.
Yeah, it's way better.
They're owned by the same company, though.
I know.
But podcast words. Are there any others?
And that's it for now. I'll come up with some other ones.
Well, you better. I'm counting on it. Let's not save them, though.
No, we're never going to say them. Okay. I mean, you might say K-bye.
K-bye, yeah. I'll say that. Probably too much. Are we out? Is this done? Episode 3 completed. Mm-hmm. Let's high five. Seal it.
Woo! Yeah.
Thanks for listening or not.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya. K-bye.